The sound of a great institution, the traditional Czech pub. Now, if you've ever spent time in this country, you'll know that the beer comes in degrees. Light beers or lagers have traditionally been sold either as 10 or 12 degree. This may cause confusion to tourists who often think it refers to alcohol content and must wonder how it is that Czechs don't all have permanent hangovers. But Czechs take their desítka or dvanáctka for granted. Now, a degree war has broken out. In 2002, the Drinks Union decided to go for a new niche market and launched its 11-degree Zlatopramen. Now, market leaders SAB Miller have got on the bandwagon with their own 11-degree Velkopopovický Kozel. David Vaughn asked Lyle Frink what in today's competitive beer market this is all about.
This is all about marketing perception, because most Czech consumers really do not know what 11 degree, 10 degree, or 12 degree means.
And what does it mean? It's nothing to do with the alcohol content, is it?
Indirectly, yes. The 11, 10, 11, and 12 degrees refers to the Bolling-Plato scale of the fermentable sugars in the barley wort before it is fermented.
And in layman's terms, what does that mean?
It measures the sugars which the yeast will later transform into alcohol.
So in that sense, a 12-degree beer is going to be stronger than a 10-degree beer, but it's not 12% alcohol content by any stretch of the imagination.
Absolutely.
You say that this is a marketing measure. What's it all about?
Okay, if you would jump back 10 years and on a trip to your local grocery store, you would see beer with 10, 12, 8 written on the label or on the bottle cap. This was a mandated part of the beer labeling. And so consumers would go to the store and they would say, I want a 12 degree, I want a 10 degree, and pick their bottles accordingly, by degree, even more than brand. However, prior to joining the European Union, Czechs changed the food laws, which did away with the mandated marking of 10 and 12 degrees on beer. Then they went to a text-driven system where they called it lager, Vychipný lager, and things like this. The degree as a number vanished, but it was brought back in, I believe, 2001, 2002 by the Drinks Union Group with its Zlatopramen beer, which was 11 degree, 1 degree better. And so then they actually created this split segment between the 10 and 12 degrees. And what they did was they priced their beer just a little bit above 10, substantially below 12, and said, you know, pay a little bit more, get a degree better.
And it's actually nonsense in terms of the content of the beer. Presumably it doesn't mean very much.
I don't think so. I like 11-degree beer. There are some 11-degree beers in this country that are my favorite thing to drink. And I like them more than 10, and I like them more than 12. There is actually a flavor niche, a strength niche there, a real one, not just perception.
Analyst Lyle Frink there on 11-degree beer, and if only hangovers could be a degree less, well, that would be better too. Three-time football